Todd Chiquetto, the coach of the Bay College Norse. Your thoughts on today's game? Obviously disappointing in a loss, but how did you feel it went?
You know, disappointing. I thought we had chances. Like you told us earlier, we had 9 straight stops in the third quarter, which is unheard of for us because they were a good basketball team, but we just couldn't quite finish things. And, you know, the fact that it hurts our girls a lot shows they care and show how far we came.
Yeah, I don't know if you would have seen this kind of emotion out of them with the way things were going back in May and December.
We couldn't get emotion when we were on a run early in December, November. So they became a really good basketball team. And, you know, I didn't think we played poorly. We competed. We could have been blown out in the first half when Jada got fouls. And, you know, we just, in that half, Ashley willed us back into the game. We were in the game all the way up until 4 minutes. I thought we were going to win the game. We just couldn't make enough shots.
Yeah, what was that? The three-point shot was just dry today. Hey, we just, no matter who threw it up, we just couldn't get any to go.
Yeah, Kennedy finally found out how to get some looks because they had to guard Ashley so tight. And, you know, she just missed shots. She's got to hunt her shot, but she's grown so much. I'm hard on her, but she's become a lot better basketball player, and it'll show next year a lot.
Ashley Burchette.
Amazing. She's a first-team All-American. There's no question in my mind. She's the best player in the conference. She's the best player in that gym, and I mean all day. How she's grown as a leader is incredible. When she came in, not first semester, not saying a word to hardly anybody but me, and now the team looks up to her. She put us on her back, and obviously not the only one that played well, but she single-handedly willed us with her will defensively and offensively getting to the rim when she's a marked person, and that's incredible because, I mean, early in the year, she was asking to come out after 2 minutes of every game, and now she has to come out at some point today, but I mean, she was playing her butt off for almost 38 minutes.
Okay, and tell me the last thing about your sophomores.
Well, Cam played the best game of her life. She just told me she wished she would have figured it out a little bit earlier, but she's excited to come back and coach. I said, you know, practice with us, you might be able to play. She says, I don't want to play for anyone else. So that's Cam. Leah, again, she's upset with herself, but we're nowhere near this spot without Leah. She played so well. We put on our best player. Yeah, she made a couple mistakes, but she cares. She's a very good basketball player for missing a whole preseason. Really proud of Leah. Maya, I told her, didn't play a whole lot, but really great teammate, grew a lot, and actually became a lot better basketball player. And then Emma, what can you say about Emma? Emma plays her heart out. I thought she played well. I thought she competed, obviously. She couldn't move at one point in the third quarter and willed her way back on defense. So, I mean, undersized, guarding big, and you can't say enough about all four of them, and they've really set the mark on what this program's going to be.
Lastly, looking ahead to next year, you can't really talk specifics yet about the recruits, but it looks good, right?
Well, we're loaded. I just got a text from our 18th player, so we're going to have 18 players with the 6 back, which is going to be huge. And people understand how much of a jump they're going to make, and they're already one of the better teams in our conference, for sure, all of our conference, all of our region. And, you know, Ashley was a big-time playmaker. We have a lot more playmakers coming in, and you're going to see Sienna grow in that role. You're going to see Kennedy grow in that role. But we're really athletic. We're really strong, and we're really good kids. It's going to be fun, but without this group setting the stage, we don't get those kids. So it's this group that really is the reason we're going to be good.
Todd, thanks for everything this year. It's been a lot of fun. We'll have you for the men's game tomorrow. We'll try to team up and get them guys to Nationals.
They're going to get there, and they're going to beat Henry Ford by 18.
All right. You heard it here first. Thanks, though, Todd, for everything right from the beginning of this year when things weren't going well. Still came on the air with me, and we're very honest and blunt, and it was just great to see this team grow.
Love this group. Great job by them.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.